Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Today on the Back Row Fantasy Show, we are going to talk about the possibilities of the 2020 NFL standings, playoff teams, Super Bowl teams picked on the Back Row Fantasy Show, starting now.
Welcome to the Back Row Fantasy Show with your hosts, Jeremy Barker, Aaron Arms, and Brian Hucks.
Hey, welcome back to the Back Row Fantasy Show. We were just talking about this not quite delicious, not quite offensive Keylightful raspberry lime beer, because it's summer and Keystone is the sponsor of Not Us.
Well, Keystone,
Not Us.
I'm like, Keylightful, this must be some craft beer that you picked up. And I opened the fridge and then the Keystone is turned out and I'm like, I'm going to drink it anyway at this point.
Oh, but yeah. Well, so tell me, I know Arms does. I know I do, but kids.
Try the Keystone Light.
Do you remember Keith Stone?
Oh, always smooth.
Oh, always smooth.
Always Keith, smooth.
Keith Stone.
I still say that.
I'm
like,
too.
Man, you're just like Keith Stone.
And people don't have a clue.
Always smooth.
People don't have a clue
the
what you're talking
matter
about.
The people who matter do. The people who are my friends do.
I guess that's true.
So I think the correct flavor aspect of this, it's like Keystone Light, which is kind of a light beer, mixed with a little bit of water that was stored next to some raspberries and limes.
That is, that seems accurate.
It literally smells stronger than it tastes.
Yeah.
But it is something I will tell you. It's not going to be my go-to, but for like, I'm sure the $4 a 12-pack, I'll drink it during
double,
the summer.
It was double that. I mean, it was like $8.99 for a 12-pack. Beer's getting expensive like hamburger. Have you bought hamburger lately?
I had a steer butchered like a year ago, so no.
Okay.
About 6 months ago.
Well, you know, hamburger now, if you go buy a pound, it's pushing $6.
Holy Lord.
And the reason you can't get a junior bacon, which is one of my favorites, obviously.
They don't have any of the junior patties. You know how mad I was?
No, they got them.
I went to Wendy's the other day. They didn't have them. They said they were out.
They're lying. They are lying. Well, they will not sell you a junior bacon because they make zero profit on it because of the price of beef. You can buy a Son of Baconator with two junior patties on it and some bacon for around $5, but you can't buy a junior bacon, and they won't raise the price to about $3 to make it profitable.
Son of a bee. Well, they shouldn't.
It's a conspiracy. Wendy's is fucking with you.
Well, you know, whatever.
Anyway.
It's 'cause all those methane cows got killed.
I'm sorry. That is old school funny.
But yeah.
Anyhow, so what are we going to talk about today, Mark?
What are we talking about today, Brian? We're going to talk about NFL standing. So we're going to start with AFC East that the Patriots won last year, and we're going to break down whether they can do it again or who's going to step up or who's not going to step up, how it's going to shake out in 2020, assuming we got a football season. Now, 2 weeks ago, I'd have thought, well, yeah, we're having a football season. But now, all you see in the news is, guess what, folks? It's another wave of the corona. Blah, 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 blah.
Dude, they're going to have,
blah, blah, blah.
They're going to have the NBA, an NBA tournament. Excited. Which, by the way,
excited.
I like the format.
Love it.
I mean, what is it, like literally a month and a half, that they're going to basically say the playoff teams go play round robin for seeding and let's go. Let's do just do this every year. Play about half the season that you normally play, have a round robin tournament for seeding, maybe add two to three more playoff teams, and then roll with it.
Right. Yeah.
Let's do this every year.
I like it too. Part of the reason I don't watch the NBA and Major League Baseball that much. 40 million
freaking games.
Cut it to 16 game seasons on both ends.
That'd be hard. In
one game a week per team, just like another sport we might know.
Foosball.
The ball of foot. And, you know, give us a reason to watch it. That's why college football is so huge. You lose, you're screwed. Mostly.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly. Unless you're Alabama, Clemson.
But let's also realize, there is. To me, there's nothing better than college football right now.
Right.
I'm an
because
NFL
it's
fan.
Because it's intense, right? Like it's...
Oh, yeah. It's literally lose or go home. You lose, you go home every week. I mean,
yeah.
It teams like Ohio State, they lose. They're probably out of it.
Right.
You know,
most
Clemson,
likely.
Yeah. So, I love it. It's my favorite. As doing an NFL show... No doubt about it. It's my favorite to watch.
Literally tried to get Arms to do a college podcast.
It might be coming.
The
problem with doing a college podcast is there's 128 active teams. I mean, granted, you're not going to talk about all of them, but...
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it might have to be like a top 25 show kind of thing, something
Power
like
five
that.
Almost.
Yeah, something.
Maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe
standings.
We'll do the back row Power 5 show.
Right. Granted, I won't be involved in this because I told my boss today, like, you know, thanks for screwing me out of college football, working all these Saturdays. It was just kind of, you know, something serious is going on down the road.
I can hear it. They'll be all right. I hear sirens.
Something big. So the fuzz is coming after us. We've decided to build an autonomous land up here and but. We've got borders. So the show might be short because we might be marched out of here. So
listen, so I was talking to my brother about this, and if I offend you, I'm not really sorry because I don't care. So the autonomous land, and I get the concept behind it because you have to understand, I'm a right-leaning middle. That's what I am, right-leaning liberal or libertarian, if you will. But... He was like
left-leaning libertarian here.
Yeah,
I believe
that's the reason we get along so well, really, and because we have middle ground and we understand it.
Yeah,
and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Yeah." He goes, "So the first thing they do is they put a border up around their city, their little city."
Okay.
I said, "All right." I said, "He goes, they should just shut the power off." I'm like, "No, make them pay for power." I said, "Or how about this? Let's just see if we can." Get this, 12 block, 8 block, 6 block, or whatever it is. Let's try to work out a trade deal with them. He was like, what do you mean? I'm like, they're going to realize that they have literally no resources whatsoever in this metropolitan 6 block area, and they're going to give up. Like, no one's sending you food. Nobody's sending. He told me that they invited homeless people in to their little autonomous city, whatever it is. And they stole our food and left. God, that's great. That's great. You know, they should call the cops.
God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I know that. And listen, bad apple thing.
No,
seriously,
no,
I get that.
You know what? At this point, everything is just becoming, if we don't joke about it, what the hell can we do? To be clear, I'm sorry. I'm talking about these autonomous locations just all this stuff going on where, like, now we're at the anarchy point. The story, the narrative just keeps changing. So this has nothing to do with anything that's happened before few days. We spoke our piece on that. Did you see the memes of the aliens standing talking? They're like, we're up next. I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I would be too, aliens. Now, anything else? Anything else on the docket? There's not much sports news, which has really derailed a lot.
Something else that was great. South Korea? Someplace, I believe it was Korea, is playing professional baseball in front of stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah. I shared that. I was very entertained by that.
I love it.
I mean, again, if you can't make something positive, what else are we? It's a messy place. And the stuffed animal thing brought a smile to my face. So I appreciated that a lot.
And one more thing. The UFC is renting an island to be able to have an event. I love that.
The UFC has a lot of problems of their own with fighters slowly walking away because they say they don't get paid enough.
Oh, they don't.
They don't.
I mean, whenever you talk about the gate receipts versus like what a boxing match is.
Right.
A boxing match. Yeah, it's boxing match.
Yeah, boxing match.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
That's how out of style boxing is. You have to try to think of what it's called. It's a fisticuffs. It's a good old-fashioned fisticuffs.
But I would venture to say, like, it's got to be getting really close to the amount of money brought in, you know. And there's 5, 6, 7 fights on a boxing card. There's, you know, 8 to 10 fights in a UFC card. And ultimately, like, everyone except for Conor McGregor is making a pittance compared to a boxer. Boxers True. Are making 10, 20, 30. No-name boxers are making more than top-flight UFC guys.
Right.
And that's crazy to me.
And I think people still buy boxing matches.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But apparently they're still making tons of money. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see how, because I haven't watched a boxing match since McGregor and Mayweather.
And prior to that.
At your place.
Literally, it was Mike Tyson, I'll bet.
Tyson Holyfield.
Oh, no. Mayweather Pacquiao probably.
I didn't watch that.
I watched that.
So,
which was hyped up to be nothing. I mean, it was. Yeah.
Anyways, Bruning says, "Arms, let's do a college podcast." Bruning, you got enough going on.
Yeah, you have 40 freaking 9 leagues, Bruning,
and you're working on 7 podcasts at this point.
Nobody wants us to watch this fawn over Ohio State. Like nobody.
I'm sorry. Agreed. And
I like you, Bruning. Yeah. But nobody wants to hear us talk about Ohio State for 2 hours.
That's what it would be. So,
and there's plenty of Ohio State podcasts. Anyhow,
so let's dive in. It's free agency has passed. The draft has passed. Any major signings probably not going to happen. Trades, we could still see those. We'll revisit this as the season approaches.
Well, so there's what, 2, 3 big-ish names? Cam, still available.
Yeah, Ryan Logan to me is the biggest name as far as the defensive side.
Yeah,
can't believe he's not signed yet.
AB, still available.
Yeah, he is.
I said biggish.
He is.
And the other one, biggish to me, Devonta Freeman.
Yeah, Devonta Freeman.
He's not great.
Wants a bunch of money, but other guys are getting signed. Frank Gore gets signed, but Devonta Freeman can't. But Devonta Freeman's asking price a little high. He may also be a little high to ask for that much money coming off some crummy seasons.
Like 700-yard rushing. Nice job, bud.
Yeah. Here's 10 mil. So anyways, AFC East, starting out hot. To me, this is the biggest question of the offseason. Does New England win the division?
My opinion, they still have a defense to do it. All right? Their offense, I don't think the quarterback of the future is on the New England Patriots. To me, this is the Buffalo Bills division to lose.
I agree. Now, I won't be surprised if New England finds a way to pull it off because it's Belichick. There's still Edelman. They've got running weapons. We haven't even seen Damian Harris tapped into. Haven't seen N'Keal Harry. Sony Michel not used really correctly.
Still have James White.
James White. There's weapons there. But I just don't think Jarrett Stidham is going to win him the division. I think he could be good. I think he could surprise a lot of people. But at this time, without a training camp and without a whole lot of news, I don't see it. So Buffalo Bills, to me, I don't think they walk away with it. I think it's between the Bills and the Patriots. But I think the Bills are clearly, I think, a couple games ahead. I would flip the records. 12-4 for the Bills, 10-6 for the Patriots.
I think, personally, 10-6 for the Patriots is a stretch. I actually, I'm
trying not to freak out too much because Tom Brady wasn't that great last year.
I understand that, but he's still Tom Brady, and he still makes the right decisions at the right time. All right, I think the Patriots struggle to make playoffs this year. I don't think they make it. I still think they have a top flight defense.
I'm not really sure that their defense was ever top flight. Plus, they've lost Kyle Van Noy.
They were the top three in both pass and run defense last year, though?
Yeah.
Top flight?
I think as the season grew deeper, especially in the playoffs, we saw them.
Oh, they fell in the rankings because they were 1-1-1, you know, for 9 weeks.
We saw them exposed. And I just don't – the Patriots, to me, don't exude defensive juggernaut every year. They get it right sometimes, but I just don't think they've got the personnel to continue to get it right and be that good.
Well, they led the league in scoring defense. Points against. They had 225 points against. Second was the Bills. And if I'm not mistaken, freak numbers. The Patriots threw, it was something stupid, like week four, week five had actually combined. The defense had outscored offenses they played.
Yeah, and like I said, I get it. I just don't. Season to season, things change. Like, we see drastic changes. The Steelers, drastic change.
But the Steelers' drastic change came because Ben Roethlisberger was hurt.
Tom Brady won't be there.
Yeah, that's a drastic change. You're talking about them dropping two games. I'm talking about them dropping four.
I just don't. It's the Patriots.
Okay.
Somehow. But you're talking about their elite defense. So how do they not make the playoffs?
I don't think they've got the quarterback of the future on that team.
Okay.
I still think Bill Belichick's the best coach in the game. It wouldn't shock me if they somehow squeaked in and maybe even won a divisional game. It wouldn't shock me. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, stomp my foot and say the Patriots are done. The dynasty's over.
Right. That's not the case.
Because Bill Belichick is that damn good. He might swing a trade. He might bring Andrew Luck out of retirement. I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
It could happen, though. I mean, Cam Newton's still available. We don't know who the starting quarterback of this team is yet.
No, we don't. I would think they would have made a move.
Matt Cassel was a 10-6 quarterback.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. Dude's a trash can.
Part of why I got him at 10-6 this year. You just never know. So what about the bottom of the division? Obviously, we think it's the Jets and the Dolphins. I do believe the Dolphins finished last. I think they've done a lot of good things, but I still believe the Dolphins finished last. Whether it be with some kind of tiebreaker, I see that Miami improving.
They have improved.
I see them improving to 7-9 on the wins category. 8-8, possibly. But I think the Jets will be 8-8.
I think neither team makes the playoffs, of course.
Right.
I think that I feel like if Tua is healthy and he starts, that might be enough of a jump start to that offense for them to pass the Jets. The Jets are, to me, in shambles.
They've improved, in my opinion. They've worked on the offensive line quite a bit.
Denzel Mims.
They've got Denzel Mims and Breshad Perryman better than what they had last year, in my opinion. Jamison Crowder.
The Dolphins.
Lev Bell, LaMichael Pirine, Bauer favorite.
Yeah, but the Dolphins added 27 offensive linemen in the draft.
I get
they're rookies, but give them 5 weeks to gel, you know what I mean?
I get it, but there's really no one at the receiver position still. It's Devontae Parker and who knows who. Maybe Preston Williams if he starts.
I love Preston Williams.
I do too. God damn, I love Preston Williams. Got Jordan Howard and Matt Breida. That's an upgrade, but if you're, you know.
That's a hell of a 1-2 combo.
There's a lot of changes that they're going to have to struggle with a little bit to get everything gelling, and I just think.
All right, plant my flag. Miami finishes third, maybe even second in the division.
You're a bigger Dolphins fan than me.
Listen, I told you many times, I love their draft. I love their draft. I think that I don't think Brady is great, but I think he's good.
I think he's pretty good when he's healthy, but yeah, not great.
Jordan Howard, he has a ridiculous stat, three, 4 seasons in a row with 7-plus touchdowns or 9-plus touchdowns.
Howard's solid. I like what they've done. I love what they've done, actually. I'm not going to be overly optimistic.
I don't look at this team and see anybody outside of potentially Tua and Preston Williams that I think have long-term star potential. I don't think Parker does.
I
think he can be solid long-term.
Hard to
I think
believe
he'd be
that he
flashy,
will.
Flashes of greatness long-term, but I
flashes?
Don't think he's going to be a star for, you know, I think Preston Williams absolutely can, though.
Yeah.
But And I think they're starting to just kind of put a bunch of good, not great guys together with some real high end potential guys, and that's a good mix. And I love how much they decided to dress line this year. That is
both
so
lines.
Important. Yeah, so important. And you can't, you know, literally just look at the Colts. I know they finished 7-9, but we're talking about a team that finished 7-9 with the backup quarterback basically starting all year.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers is going to change that.
Yeah, I mean they're good. Why? Because they have an awesome offensive line.
Yep.
I mean, this is a team that without Andrew Luck and you know, if you take away Brissett, I think they still finish close to 7-9. Most people are thinking without Andrew Luck, they're like 3-13.
Yeah, know? they definitely were at least competitive. So Let's move on. AFC North. To me, almost every team in this division improved.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh gets back Ben Roethlisberger. That's an improvement. Pittsburgh drafts Chase Claypool. Not saying that's big. I'm just saying they keep adding talent. A little more talent at the wide receiver position. Anthony McFarlane, the speed to get it done as a changeup back. Yeah, me too.
I like McFarlane. And don't be shocked if McFarlane is your starting running back there next year.
I won't go that far yet, but I like him that
much. I mean
2021.
2021. Start the beginning 2021 season.
But I think the Ravens hold them all off still. I don't see another 14-2 season in their future. I see like a 12-4 kind of season. I said Pittsburgh could go 10-6. Bengals and Browns, I think they're both improved. I think the Browns could push for a wild card spot.
I think the Bengals could push for a wild card spot.
I think the Bengals could push for a wild card spot.
You get AJ Green back. The possibility of Joe Burrow, right? John Ross was on IR the biggest part of last year. They addressed offensive line, and they've got their first-round tackle or first or second-round tackle from last year coming back off IR. Billy Price, he's 1 year removed. He had a pec injury, so that could have impacted him as far as last year goes. Like, they've got guys that could step up and make this a far better than a 2-14 team. Now, do I think they're 10-6? No. I think the division still goes through Baltimore and Pittsburgh like it always does. But the Pittsburgh reign is slowly coming to an end.
Yeah, it is. I don't. I think Ben Roethlisberger could kind of go the way of a Brady, and just we could see a pretty drastic dip in his production. I mean, he didn't play with the team at all last year, so I'm not convinced that he's just going to jump right back in and be Ben of old. But I do think if he's healthy and he's back, it's going to be hard for the Browns or Bengals to get by them, because Steelers just always have their number.
Steelers are Steelers.
Steelers, I mean,
are
Steelers.
It's an excellent organization that it's always prepared.
So what do we think? Baltimore winning, Steelers get into the playoffs? Do you think one of the other teams sneak in? There's a wild card in this division for sure.
Yeah, oh, there absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that there's at least one wild card team in this division. There might be two. The South is the only one to me that makes it possible. Well, the West would, anyhow, definitely a wild card in this division.
Which sucks.
I know.
Because we look at the other divisions, I see more wild cards.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tight one, but I'm going to give it to the Steelers.
I think Steelers are wild card. I think Cleveland is so much closer than we think though.
We say it every year, but again, it just makes sense.
Listen, I know you're on the train. Well, maybe you're not, but I think Baker has a huge, huge rebound. I think I feel like Baker's gets around top five fantasy quarterback production this year.
I think we had this convo not that long ago. I don't believe that, but I do believe he improves. I still think he's going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league as time goes on.
And I'm hedging by saying around. I'm not going to stamp him as top five. Maybe seven, you know, but.
You know what would be fun?
What?
If Joe Burrow did the same thing in Cincinnati that he did at LSU. It would be so much fun if he just picked on the whole league. He's a rookie. It's probably not going to happen. He's going to be good.
I hope he does.
I'll be shocked if he's not good.
But
what if? What if?
He's right.
How historic would it be if that kid came in and lit the world on fire just like he did at LSU? How cool would that be? Like, I would be okay with seeing that. Bob Nixon watching the show, He's a Patriots fan. He does not see them finishing better than 9-7. So,
I can see that.
No arguments. I don't have an argument.
Definitely not arguing there.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
So, speaking of wild card possibilities, next division, AFC South, Texans, Titans,
so by the
Colts,
way, who's
Jags.
Finished, who's in? You're saying Steelers.
I think the Bengals are still in fourth place. Okay. I think they're improved. I think they have a chance to go 6-10.
Do they
7-9.
Pick outside of the top 10?
No, I think they fall right at 9 or 10.
Okay.
I love Burrow, and I think they've got some tools. I don't know if they've got the line quite ready yet.
I think they pick outside the top 10 this year, but not by much. Too strong of a division.
So, who's winning the South? Is it the Texans, the Titans, the Colts? All three of those teams, in my opinion, can lay claim to the division.
To me, this is Tennessee's division to lose.
Continuity. I am with you, because I don't believe the Texans are going to win the division. It was only a game separating them to begin with. Mm-hmm. You lose DeAndre Hopkins. There's some internal issues with Bill O'Brien. We can't ignore that. Like, there's enough friction on that team, in my opinion. Like, you've got Kenny Stills on that team, who's saying some things in the media that maybe some other players won't agree with, or maybe they do. I don't know. I'm not trying to put words in anyone's mouth, but I just see a little bit of turmoil in Texan land. So, and I do think the Titans take it.
So to back it up, the stats bear out that the Texans should have had a losing season.
Right.
Their points for and against, they were -7 on the season. You know, whereas Tennessee was a +72.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, I understand they won when it mattered, but they don't have the most prolific weapon on the offense anymore. I mean, we had David Johnson.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks. I like Brandon Cooks. He's a fine wide receiver. I don't think that he's a true wide receiver one.
I wouldn't count out a David Johnson resurgence to the tune of 1,000 yards, 1,050 with 50 caught balls, maybe 8 touchdowns total.
Okay.
Not
that 20-some touchdown season.
Not a chance. Okay. Not a chance. But I could see him being a little better receiving end-wise than Carlos Hyde. But rushing-wise, I think they're going to see.
They still have Duke Johnson.
Yeah, but they're not. They probably won't use him.
But don't think they're not going to throw Duke Johnson on third down.
They definitely can. I mean, Duke Johnson's a pretty solid player. So, but yeah, the Titans to me, another year of AJ Brown, another year of Ryan Tannehill, more Derrick Henry, Jonnu Smith could be better. The defense, they probably should re-sign Ryan Logan.
Yeah,
because he made some big plays for them. I know he's not a great cover corner, so to speak, but he is a playmaker. So, I mean, that could hurt a little bit, but I do think it's the Titans division to take. And I'm actually going to go Colts in the number two spot, and I'm going to give them a wild card. A lot of folks loving the Broncos. I'm not ready yet. I'm going to give the Colts that wild card. Texans barely miss out on the playoffs. Jaguars in the bottom of the league, in my opinion. Jags are going to be picking first, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they're in the Trevor Lawrence lottery, huh?
I think they are. I think the Jags are going to
be
in the Trevor Lawrence lottery.
You have no belief in Gardner?
I love Gardner, but he's not a – I don't see him as a guy that can put the team on his back. He's going to be a fine quarterback. He's going to make some plays that we all love. He's that tough journeyman. He's like the second coming of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I knew you were going to say that. As soon as you said tough journeyman, I'm like, that's
he's going to Yeah, he's going to be that tough journeyman. There's nothing elite about him. He's got a nice skill set to be a mid-level starter, but the rest of that team, a little bit of turmoil again. Leonard Fournette, they don't want him. He's there. Who's going to run the ball? It'll be someone. But tight end, not really anything impressive. Wide receiver, a mixed bag. DJ Chark
like
could
Thomas?
Be. Ian Thomas is a Panther.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the Jags,
Josh Oliver.
I like Josh Oliver, but, I mean, he showed nothing last year in a mostly injured, lost season. I just don't see anything really coming together for the Jaguars.
I was really excited about last year's tight end class, speaking of Josh Oliver.
It was fairly exciting.
Hail-wearing, you know, there's a few of them in this division, really.
They can still pay it out. I still like Hail-wearing. I still like Josh Oliver. I just don't like the Jaguars as a whole. I see them picking number one overall.
I don't know if they're necessarily going to pick number one. I do think that they're not going to be a 8-8 team.
If Gardner Minshew gets hurt, who's throwing the effing ball for Jacksonville.
Isn't that damn near every team in the league, though?
Not really. I mean, Patriots will be fine with Brian Hoyer. Buffalo Bills drafted Jake Fromm. The Dolphins have Tua in the wings.
Speaking of Jake Fromm, did you see what he put on Twitter? No, it wasn't on Twitter. Some girl called him out for text messages from a while back.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like, dude.
Way to go, Jake Fromm.
Dude. Like, I may have a slip of a tongue that sounds worse than I intended, but you literally said only elite white people should have guns. Shut up.
Yeah, it's like the...
Never. That's not cool.
It's like the woman walks in like, who's on the phone? It's Jake from 1965 or 1945 Farm.
You're not.
So anyways, I see the Jaguars at the bottom. Texans, I think, miss out on the playoffs completely. So I've got Titans, Colts, Texans, Jags. Is that how you see it?
I'm going to go Titans, Texans, Colts, Jags. I do think Texans miss the playoffs. I don't think the wild card's in this division. I do think our wild card battle is actually going to be between Denver. The Browns are going to battle for it. I think the Raiders are going to be in the mix as well.
There's a lot of unknowns. We did get a comment, and it was, wow, it renamed him. Anyways, comment. Tyler Eifert. Oh, it's Dan Rozier, Backward Giants podcast. He said Tyler Eifert is a Jaguar, and he made like a sad face. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for reminding his spine that it sucks.
Right. So, next division, Chiefs. Okay. I mean, is anyone going to knock him off? Just a head shake. That's all we got.
They're so far ahead of the AFC right now.
I agree.
It's not.
Because the Ravens,
AFC West.
Lamar Jackson is bound to do a Mahomes and take a dip.
Lamar Jackson is they've got to figure him out a little bit. It's still between the Ravens and the Chiefs. You know, that's kind of your Titans, so to speak. not the Tennessee brand, but that's your teams. Which, with that being said, Tennessee is the team that could beat both of them by controlling the clock.
Right,
but I think those are that's the cream of the division, cream of the conference. I mean, man, they won the Super Bowl. They literally added arguably the most dynamic running back in the draft as far as with the overall skill set with passing, running, catching, running, after yards after catch and whatnot.
They retooled.
Yeah.
I mean, they won a Super Bowl and they still kind of retooled. They kept most of their free agents. Retooled a little bit, added a guy in CEH, and they still have Damian Williams.
And another year of Mecole Hardman.
Speed
to kill for. DeMarcus Robinson re-signed. Still have Sammy Watkins. You know, not that Sammy Watkins is great, but he's a weapon.
Depends on what league you're in.
Yeah.
Fantasy leagues. Some think he is great. But
Sammy Watkins truthers are still my favorite.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're the most unrealistic people.
They're very similar to conspiracy theorists. Sammy Watkins is just, they're just trying to hold him down.
Yeah, it's like, it's because he'd break Jerry Rice's record. Shut up.
Sammy Watkins is the Great Awakening.
Yes.
The Great Awakening, Sammy Watkins. So, Denver Broncos, yes, impressive on paper. Melvin Gordon. I mean, everything is in place offensively.
Yeah.
I think the problem is going to be defensively. The problem is going to lie in the defense. Yeah, they've went out and created this super offense on paper, but is Drew Lock really ready to just jump into the upper echelon of NFL quarterbacks? I'm not sure. And I know that defense is not that great, so I just don't see it. I left them out of my wild card spot. I think they'll be good. They were 7-9, and they weren't that great last year. 8-8, 9-7, totally achievable. I just don't think it's enough. Raiders, same thing. 8-8, 9-7. I just don't think it'll be enough.
I think one of those two teams finish at 10-6 and get in the playoffs. I think one of those two teams are a wild card team, and it's probably going to come down to the game they play against each other.
And our boy Reginald of the Back Row Raiders show and his Twitch channel, He says Raiders have a tough first eight games. Yeah.
They'll be battle tested.
Miami has a tough schedule. So, I mean, schedules are a big part of this, too. But
Reginald, can you pop on their first eight game schedule if you don't care?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's got it.
Hit us up on that, Reg, while we talk about some other things, if you don't mind.
So
Chargers, I think, picked number two.
They picked number one.
I think they picked two.
We might very well be looking at another Josh Rosen situation. The right guy. If Trevor Lawrence is there and they are dead ass last in the NFL, they're picking Trevor Lawrence and saying, I'm sorry, Justin Rosen, Josh Herbert, whatever your name is, get out of my locker room. We don't need you. We're going someplace else.
And I'm glad the phone number's not on the screen because Bruning would be calling right now. Bruning would be calling right now to talk about Justin Herbert, talking about the injustice. Reginald is pulling that for us. So,
well, to be fair, the rest of the team's pretty bad, too. I mean, outside of Eckler and a couple wide receivers and tight, like,
yeah,
their defense is, it's trying to rebuild, but it's not good.
No, it's not really that impressive. So let's run it down. So AFC, we've got the Bills. We've got the Ravens. I've got the Steelers. Did you agree with that, not agree with that?
Yeah, I've got Steelers. Bills, Titans. Ravens, Titans.
Chiefs.
And then my wild cards are Steelers. It's kind of noncommittal.
Steelers and Broncos is what you had.
All right, yeah, I'll get Steelers.
And I got Steelers and Colts.
Steelers, Broncos.
So I'm just going to go straight to it. The Chiefs are AFC champs again, in my opinion.
It's a Chiefs-Ravens AFC championship game, and the only team that can throw a wrench in is the Titans.
Right.
Nobody else has the firepower.
Going to be similar to last season.
Yep.
So
now there is a possibility of the Broncos. We'll see what Migo does whenever he gets there. Ball control, two running backs. I'm not going to say they're going to win the division, but they could be that team that that upsets a team like the Chiefs by controlling the clock.
Hmm.
Just think about it. That one versus the team that gets out of the wild card round.
I fully believe
that's where I'm going with that.
That's probably why Melvin Gordon is there, for them to try to get that plan in motion. I'm just not ready to. I'm not ready to go there.
I'm not ready to go there yet either.
Yeah.
But I have so much confidence in the Chiefs right now. Literally over the AFC, and it's just not close.
Right. NFC time.
I fear a Michael Vick like up and down. Just this year, I actually think Lamar Jackson figures out the NFL. I know he's MVP last year. I get that. But I think he figures out the NFL better than Vic did.
Yeah, I do too. And I think Lamar Jackson, I don't even know if we've seen the best of him. I mean, he's got the potential. I just don't think he's going to build on it quite yet. It might take another year, but we might see a very similar season. The dude's talented. There's no other way around. I mean, if they let him, I've seen the things like, oh, we're not going to run Lamar Jackson as much. Why? That would be the dumbest thing ever. Let him do what he does. Let him do what he does. You've got guys like RG3 and Trace McSorley behind him that do similar things. Risk it for the biscuit, mm-hmm. Ravens. Use that young man and get every ounce of his talent on the field. Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins. To me, I'm sorry, Michael Bauer. The Cowboys are actually going to take that division this year, and I think they take it easily. The Eagles are always tough against them, but I just don't see how. Dallas is the Denver Broncos of the NFC. On paper, that team looks tremendous on offense.
I was just like, what?
It looks tremendous on offense.
Okay.
Dak, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard, if they give him a little run, is capable. It's the same situation. I don't think they win at all. I don't even think they go to the championship game, but I think they win that division.
So I think it is a two-team division. I do think Dallas is the best team. I think it's going to be closer than everyone else thinks with the Redskins.
I think you have lost your mind.
You add Chase Young, you get Geist back healthy. You've got Haskins growing. You've got him growing that chemistry with McLaurin, with Harmon. Like, I love that. Add AGG.
You think basically they add Chase Young and they go from 3-13 to playoffs?
No,
playoffs?
I think it's a close division. The division was won with 9-7.
I know.
Okay.
I get that.
So if they're 8-8 and still not in the playoffs, that's a huge improvement.
Honest to God, I think the Giants have a better chance at making noise in that division than the Redskins.
Disagree.
Just don't see it.
I
like what they've done. Again, like, listen, let's go real quick. Let's go through the list of every NFL team and just very quickly play a game of, do you like what they've done, yes or no? Patriots, do you like what they've done? Bills, do you like what they've done?
Yes.
Jets, do you like what they've done?
No.
Dolphins.
I mean, it's Dolphins, yes.
Ravens.
Evenish.
Steelers.
No.
What
have they done? What did the Steelers do this offseason?
They're just getting...
Nothing?
They're getting Roethlisberger back.
Okay, so they did nothing. Do I like what they did? A guy got healthy.
The point I'm trying to get to, we go through this list and a lot of teams look better. The majority of teams
did
are going to look better.
Did I say they're going to make the playoffs? As I look at this team...
What are they finishing? What is the Redskins' final record?
7-9.
And you think that okay, I'll lay off of you. I'll lay off of you on that. If you think the second place team is 7-9, and I'm not harking on you because I see what it was last year. I'm cool with that. I thought you were trying to say they're pushing for a playoff spot.
No. It's 8-8 could win this division though.
Okay.
Like that's the crazy thing about it. And a lot of it comes down to just them playing each other because all these teams suck outside the division.
Dan says, arms lay off the natty light. You're talking crazy. Reginald got that list for us. The Raiders play the Saints, the Bills, the Patriots, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Browns. Yeah, I think he said the Chargers.
Wow.
He says 3-7 start possible. I agree with that.
Okay.
And that's a Raiders fan.
And then we're gonna
being
lose
a realist.
Probably going to lose to the Chiefs again. So we might as well call it 3-8. So our cap's probably 8-8.
It's going to be tough. Miami has a similar situation. A lot of good teams.
But
anyways.
But no, I think Dallas wins it.
Okay.
I think Dallas is like 9-7. I think like 7-9 finishes second in the division. I think Philly has a little bit of a tumble. And I don't see much improvement out of the Giants.
See, I don't like any one team in that division other than the Cowboys. So I guess we're on the same page, sort of. I just think the Eagles will finish second, Giants third, Skins fourth.
Let me here's where I'll go with this. Who added the biggest playmaker?
I guess the Redskins.
Who added the best defensive player?
The Redskins added the best defensive player. Second best defensive player?
Yeah.
I would say the Giants.
Okay.
Who added Blake Martinez?
What about offensive player?
Offensive players, I think everyone. The Eagles, to me, addition by subtraction, you give Miles Sanders more run.
Okay.
That could potentially improve you. Jalen Reagor, even though casual football fans don't know who the fuck he is.
Yep.
Is going to improve that team. DeSean Jackson returning could improve that team. Carson Wentz staying healthy could improve that team. Dallas Goedert could improve that team with another year. Jaw could possibly...
We're not adding Dallas Goedert. You know,
we're not adding. It's like projecting another year in a system, healthy year.
In theory, guys... AGG, and then adding the year on everyone else. You know,
Gandy Golden. I don't see that as – that's not even part of the equation for me.
I'm not saying that he's going to be great.
Neither is Kelvin Harmon. We both love him, but I don't – there's not a name on that Redskins team that says improvement to me outside of Chase Young and Geis if he stays healthy, but – That's a stretch.
Literally,
it is a super stretch.
But that's also the question about every player in the NFL if they stay healthy. We had this argument the opposite way with Keenan Allen.
Okay, but let's go ahead and put a Madden-like health rating on these players.
Keenan Allen's would have been 30%.
And Darius Geis is going to be a 10. He
could have finished the year last
His
year.
Health rating fair, on Madden is 10.
To be fair, he could have finished the year. They were out of the playoff. Like, they were literally
In a position to where they just decided to play it safe. Because you're going to have to play it safe all the time.
A tiny little tweak.
We love Darius Geis. I get it. His health rating is a 10.
A four-game improvement, not out of the question.
Health rating of a 10. The only guy that's got a health rating of a 15 to 20 on the Eagles is DeSean Jackson. He's not that important. Not that important. Geis is pretty important.
Alshon Jeffrey is hurt every week. He's on the injury report.
He's a 22.
Okay.
He's a 22 on the health meter. So
right. Still Dallas' division, though, right?
Dallas' division. Okay. Everyone else no longer matters because they're not making the playoffs.
There we go.
Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions, oh my, NFC North. I just really like the Vikings in general. I just think they play with a chip on their shoulder. Stephon Diggs being gone kind of sucks, but you got Justin Jefferson. That's a solid replacement.
That's
Irv Smith could take a step up.
I think he does.
Dalvin Cook situation needs to play out. He wants a bunch of money and it doesn't look like they want to pay it.
I wouldn't
either.
Not trying to be a dick, but you've been healthy a year.
Yeah, I'm not sinking the money. I saw
in perspective, that's like Geis running for 1,500 yards this year and asking for an ass ton of money. Because it's similar.
Philly did add Darius Slay. Thank you, Dan. That's a pretty good addition. Yeah. But I still think the Cowboys take it.
Agreed.
Anyways.
Vikings. I think Giants are the bottom of the division. Just so we're clear.
Neither one of us are wrong saying the Giants or the Redskins. One of us are going to be right. It's almost a foregone conclusion. So Vikings, to me, win the NFC North. I still like the Packers, and I don't see the Bears or Lions having done enough to...
You don't like Nick Foles there?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just want to clarify.
No, to me, Nick Foles and Trubisky...
He's a fine backup quarterback. He's literally everything you want in a backup quarterback.
Here's Foles and Trubisky. It's a toss-up. There's no clear cut.
It's not a toss-up. One of those have a Super Bowl ring. One of those guys led his team to a Super Bowl championship like a boss. Big Dick Nick, Philly special.
Man.
Tom Brady has zero touchdown receptions in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Zero reception. Did he score on the Philly special? Or just first down? I don't know.
I honest to God think Nathan Peterman could have won a Super Bowl with the Eagles that year. They just it all worked out for
you. You can't win a Super Bowl when you throw the ball to the other team every time. You can't do it.
This is your Raider you're talking about. Don't you forget. Nathan Peterman is a Raider, and they did
I don't
they
even
decided,
know if he's still a Raider.
They didn't even move on from him this offseason. They're sticking with Peterman. So
we like what we see out of him.
Vikings and Packers.
He makes our scout team defense look, or our first team defense look fucking baller.
Right.
Like, honestly, though.
Vikings, Packers, Lions, then Bears. That's how much I don't like the Bears. Just because I don't think Nick Foles makes a bit of difference. Meanwhile, I think David Montgomery improves.
Can I ask you a question?
I mean, we're on a podcast. You can do whatever the hell you want as far as you talking to me and me talking to you.
So, does this mean that Khalil Mack just wasn't that valuable?
I think that's the case. I think the Raiders did a fine job after looking at everything now.
Okay.
Sometimes you just got to let good players go if the value is there and you don't want to pay them the money.
They couldn't and try to build.
Right.
That's the thought process. And I might be wrong on Carr, and I'm probably wrong with Derek Carr. I get it, but to pay anybody else with him and Carr, it was unfeasible. So
Carr shouldn't get paid either.
He already did.
I know.
I think it's coin flip between the Packers and the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't see anyone else really.
I think career wise, I think Justin Jefferson ends up as a better wide receiver than Stephon Diggs. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. You got to understand, last year was Diggs, what, first year as a 1,000-yard receiver?
I can't say that.
So I think his upside's better. Not this year. I just want to say, like long term, a year, 2 years from now.
Right.
I think Jefferson ended up a better receiver than Diggs. So the Cook thing's got to play out. It's got to be the Packers for me. They add literally one thing. It's a backup running back-ish. And
Jordan Love.
But hell, they 13-3.
They lost Blake Martinez. I think they replaced him with someone adequate. I can't remember who off the top of my head.
I don't know if they did.
They did.
No.
Yeah, Christian Kirksey. As long, again, health.
Okay.
Yeah, Christian Kirksey, Packers.
From the Browns. With the Jags in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's adequate, but he's not Blake Martinez.
If healthy, he's pretty damn solid. Blake Martinez was just
literally
a tackler for
literally
the most
number
part.
Six guy. Like just, number just six fantasy IDP guy. Every
right,
year.
But it's tackles. He's not a cover guy.
Yeah.
Those are important.
Touche. So I'm going to go with the Packers. Then the Vikings are the top wild card team.
I'm leaving the Packers out of the playoffs.
Hell, it's coin flip.
Leaving the Packers out. It's the Vikings, and I don't think the Packers make it. Mm. Packers miss out at 9-7. Winning record just didn't fall right for him. Too many improvements in the NFC.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to try to going to straight pull a Brett Favre.
And
put together
go to the Jets.
No, just put together some seasons to where he's so dominant that you can't put the other guy in.
I don't see it.
Okay.
And Aaron Rodgers is great. It's just the weapons are just weapons.
Is he 13th round quarterback now? I think it's
Yeah, he's 13th round quarterback.
Third quarterback taken, 13th round.
NFC South. Is that team in turmoil at all? Saints.
No, it's a Saints division. I'll be honest with you, I don't even think the Buccaneers get to second with Tom. I just don't.
I do. I do. Just basically because they were 7-9 without Tom. So were the Falcons. Panthers 5-11. I think the Panthers should be a little better, but I'm only giving them a game. 6-10. Teddy Two Gloves doesn't really set the world on fire. Atlanta Falcons, Todd Gurley doesn't really set the world on fire.
Yeah, but is he an upgrade?
Yeah, he is.
So he's definitely an upgrade. What question mark do you have on that offense right now?
Julio Jones finally declines a little bit.
No.
Finally something happened.
No,
to Julio.
He's pulling straight Larry Fitzgerald. This dude takes care of his body as good as anybody. He was always a guy who had just something. There's always something.
I love Julio.
He might miss the Wednesday practice, but he always plays, and he's always going to. Julio, just go ahead and chalk it up. Another, 1,250-plus yards. Probably
likely.
1,450.
Likely.
But 1,250-plus yards, six, seven touchdowns. Julio's going to be a stud again.
I see
Atlanta's number two in the division.
I see Tom Brady bringing a lot of structure to that team that didn't quite have it before. Listen, hear me out.
I'm hearing you out.
You got Gronk. I think Ronald Jones improves. Defense is going to be – no, I don't think he is. Listen, I'm not calling this as a playoff team. I'm saying they finish second. You got the 7-9 Falcons, 7-9 Buccaneers.
What's their record?
Nine and seven.
Okay.
I don't think it's anything special.
Okay.
I just don't think the Falcons are going to do anything special, and I don't think the Panthers are going to do anything special.
I think Matt Ryan's a better quarterback than Tom Brady at this point in his
career. I agree, but I think Atlanta, that's where it ends for them as far as the roster.
Their wide receivers are at least 95% of what Tampa Bay's wide receivers are.
Again, the thing they have that's better
running
than
back
Tampa.
Wise, fucking nope. The Falcons got him.
Nope, don't think.
Oh,
so.
You're telling me that Ronald Jones is better than Todd Gurley?
I think Ronald Jones.
You smoked too many left-handed cigarettes before I got here.
Ronald Jones and Vanderbilt dude Keyshawn Vaughn. Both of those guys are going
to
be a better combination than they've got two guys that can get it done. Atlanta. Todd Gurley, if he is not Todd Gurley of old, it just doesn't matter.
He doesn't have to be Todd Gurley of old to be better than Ronald Jones and freaking a rookie.
I think he does.
No, he doesn't.
Listen, I'll put it out there. I'm so high on Ronald Jones this year that it's ridiculous. On Ronald Jones this year that it is ridiculous.
Now, let's be fair. I talked about Ronald Jones last week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm high on Ronald Jones.
So am
but
I.
But I don't think he's better than Todd Gurley.
This team with Godwin and Evans and Gronk and Brady, teams are going to worry about that. And Ronald Jones is going to take advantage of it. I'm sorry. Todd Gurley to me is no longer some upper tier running back. He's good. He's much better than Devontae Freeman, even on limited carries. But who the hell's carrying the rock after him? They're not giving it to him 300 times.
No.
They're not.
Anyway, I think the division literally stays as is in standings, which is Saints, Falcons, Bucks, Panthers.
Swap the Bucks and Falcons for me, and I agree.
I think the Panthers actually might lose more games than five, or excuse me, more games than 11, so finish with less wins than five. Give me one more game for the Falcons, and I don't even know if the Buccaneers win more than seven this year.
No. See, I'm not jumping on some kind of Super Bowl wagon with the Buccaneers. I refuse. But 9-7, 10-6. 10-6 is possible. 9-7 is, to me, 9-7 is their floor.
Okay.
And 10-6.
Coming from the guy who literally earlier said Tom Brady wasn't that good last year.
He's not. It's going to be about the culture change. It's going to be about the way that he commands the players on the field and his knowledge. They've never had anything like it.
And then throws a 3-yard out to who?
Ronald Jones. Ronald Jones.
Oh, my God. He's 43 years old. Oh, my God. Nobody can make that throw except for Tom Brady 3 yards downfield.
Only Tom Brady. Ronald Jones.
The hell out of here. You're probably right all of a sudden. Like, now that you mention it, who else can catch 3-yard balls but Ronald Jones?
Ronald Jones. To the house.
Out of here. All right. On to the West.
This is a tough one. This is where I've got three playoff teams out of the West because I've only designated. I've only designated.
Jesus Christ, I mean, you're going to say the freaking Cardinals are going to make goddamn playoffs.
I've only designated one playoff team per division so far, the winners. So the Niners are not going to win the division.
I agree.
Not going to win the division. It's going to be the Arizona.
Shut up.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to see your face. Seattle Seahawks, to me, are going to win that division.
I agree.
It's the kind of division where flip-flopping happens. I just think the Seahawks are a really good team. And I think the Niners are a really good team, too. But I think they may just regret moving on from
the
Garoppolo.
Niners might literally have the third best record in the NFC and finish second in their division.
Right. It's going to be a damn good division. I think Seattle wins it. The Niners finish second and make the playoffs. And I do think that the Los Angeles Rams find a way to get back on track just enough to become the last wild card team in the NFC. I look at every team. I analyze every team. I like the Rams better than any option in the NFC South besides the Saints. Any option in the North besides the Vikings. Way better than every option in the East, including the Cowboys. I'd still, you know, maybe not. But Niners, Seahawks, Rams, playoffs, Cardinals pushing for it at 8-8. Just in the hunt until the end when they have a 3-game slide.
Okay, so Seahawks, Niners, and there's your two playoff teams, and it's a 3-game race really for the Super Bowl. As far as I'm concerned, it's Saints, Seahawks, Niners. I do think the Rams finish third. I think the Cardinals finished fourth. Similar record. Not real sure where they improved. Linebacker. But other than that, where? Right?
Right.
Wide receiver. Yeah, I guess I'm wrong there. We got to see how this offense kind of develops in the NFL. We've seen great offenses come into the NFL before. Chip Kelly did nothing. You know, it was real quick to figure him out. Listen, I'm not saying that this can't translate. I'm saying I'm not ready to move them into a playoff spot. I don't necessarily believe in Kyler Murray. I think there's limitations.
I know you do. Kyler Murray.
But part of the limitations to me is Cliff Kingsbury. College offenses rarely translate one-to-one to the NFL, like with the same amount of success. So, Super Bowl.
You go ahead. I'm still thinking. I got to go Seahawks-Chiefs. I have a real solid feeling about the Seattle Seahawks this year.
I have a real good feeling about Seahawks this year too. But I'm going to, I think the last ride's going to stand. I think the Saints make it. It's Saints Chiefs, Saints over San Fran in the championship, the NFC championship game. San Fran, like Seattle loses San Fran coming up to it.
You can't discount the 13th man in Seattle. They've had the 12th man for a long time, but now they're going to have autonomous areas with barriers set up around the stadium, not letting the fans from the other teams even get in. There's going to be no one rooting for the other teams in Seattle. No one. That's going to be an advantage in itself.
Anyhow,
mark it down.
They'll be extorting people for their right to to root for the Niners.
Halftime show of the Super Bowl, Lady A, I predict, performs. Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum.
My wife always called him Lady A, too.
Yeah. Lady A performs.
She knew this whole time.
Yeah. And singing the national anthem will be Ray Cicerelli, former NASCAR truck race driver.
Ryan Cicerelli.
Oh, my God.
I got a buddy running around track tonight, and I said my prediction after tonight is you'll finish with more career wins than Ryan Cicerelli.
Ryan, it's hard to get his name straight. Rod Cruikshank. Yeah, dude has an Italian last name, and how dare you take away that rebel flag? How dare you?
I think he's like 50.
Yeah,
you know, kind of a hilarious like. You're going to be fired up. Nobody knew your name until today. Your mom's favorite racer is still Jeff Gordon. Get out of here.
Dick Trickle. I think his mom's favorite racer was Dick Trickle.
I had that once.
Yeah, we all do. Especially after we drink Keystone. Keith Stone. So there you go. Just a quick breakdown.
Who won Super Bowl?
It was a cheap episode in my opinion, but you know what? There's just not enough news.
We were drinking Keystone Light.
I got Seahawks. I think Seahawks pull it off.
Back to back, baby.
That would be my next guess.
The chefs.
That would be my next guess.
The chefs pull it off. I think your NFL MVP is the best quarterback we might ever see.
Should be.
Patrick Mahomes.
Should be. Just don't discount Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is so written off to me.
It is going to be weird. He's playing with a whole, whole new team except. Gronk's there.
What I find amusing is all the weapons, like everything that he does well, they don't have except for Gronk.
Yeah.
It's like, so, all right, we're going to need someone to just like run that get open, 15 yards downfield route. And Godwin's like 15, like on the other team's 15? No. Just like between 8 and 15 yards downfield. And, Mike Evans' like, no, man, I'm open. Just throw it up. And it's just like these guys, these massive get open, go up and get it, run deep guys. And he's just looking for this like 5'6", little tiny white kid out there. Just like, where's he at? They don't even have Adam Humphries anymore for him to just like mistake with it now that he's at an advanced age with his Alzheimer's to mistake for Julian Edelman or Danny Amendola. You know what I mean? Just like. Okay. Where's Ronald Jones at? Jesus Christ.
Rojo.
Oh, man.
Rojo.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting season. It's going to be a fun season as long as it comes to fruition.
Here's what I tell you. I hope the Patriots struggle mightily, but I hope the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get blown out every freaking week.
I hope they both do because I Tom Brady has won me over as far as a human being goes. I don't think he's...
I still hate him on the football field.
I hate him on the football field.
He open mouth kisses his child.
Just hate him. That's fine.
This is true, though.
That is okay in autonomous zones, though.
Shut up.
It's okay.
Never mind.
Yeah. There it is. A fun-filled two-man back row fantasy show. Hopefully we get Hux back from the...
Hoax?
The Corona hoax.
Brian, you're going there!
Brian Corona hoax. Hopefully we get him back soon.
Forward.
Thanks for joining us.
Good night.
We'll see you guys next time.
This concludes another episode of the Back Row Fantasy Show.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to give us a review.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.